today's best hits without the rap.
96.3 WDVD.
Blaine and Allison in the morning.
Therapy Thursday. Mary wrote in and wants to get Dr. Steve's take on this. Her daughter has been going to college for 3 years and doing an internship, and this company is offering her a job before she graduates in Europe. And mom wants to, you know, put her foot down on
this. I just wanted to say, none of us had her back yet. So, but she says in the email that her daughter listens to Dr. Steve, so he's your last hope.
There you go. So, Dr. Steve, what do you tell?
The pressure's on.
What do you tell Mary, the mom?
I'm just impressed that Allison went, you know, and got her degree during the break.
During the commercials.
She actually got a degree in psychology, which is
apparently that's not very hard to get. So nice. I might be the only one in this room that finished, you know, more years of education. Apparently, I wasted my time, Allison.
All right, what do you got there, big guy?
My problem with this is that it's the premise that there's a right and wrong in the first place. This mother talks about as if there's one single path that
yes.
her daughter should take, and in reality, there's many, many different paths. There's not a script we follow. And you write your own script, and many people regret leaving college, and many regret staying in college. I mean, there's so many different possibilities, and I think as much as this woman is looking for me to support her, I'm just not gonna. You know, the happiest people...
Not gonna do it.
Wouldn't be prudent at this juncture.
The happiest people in life are the ones who treat life like it's an experiment. Like you're just always trying things. If it doesn't work, you add, you know, like you're making a cake. You add a little more sugar, you add a little more flour, and you keep going. It's always about constant course corrections. There's not a path that you take that you're just set, and if you deviate from that path, it's a disaster. And in fact, that's the real problem here, is that sending the message that if you deviate from the path, it's going to be if you deviate somehow from some predetermined path,
right,
it's going to be a disaster. And so you're teaching her to fear mistakes rather than to go, you know, chase her dreams in the world. There's an old quote that
I'm sorry, I just got to give you a quick applause. That's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really big.
You can't teach people to be afraid to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And I applaud the daughter for going off to do this.
You were going
to
give us a quote.
There's a quote that I heard once that I always remember, and it's that only dead fish swim with the stream.
Oh, my goodness. And that's true.
Which I think is very appropriate here. That...
Allison.
It is.
Oh, my goodness. And that's true.
Like,
that's
it wasn't going to be true. I mean,
no, but yeah.
Were you over there taking a course online?
No.
Or you're not paying attention?
She got another degree. She's going for a doctorate in a couple minutes.
Right.
Wow, okay.
So,
sorry, Mom.
I admire her trying to, you know, to care for her daughter, but again, you can't teach people to fear mistakes, and that's such a common thing we do, that we point out.
And there's a million right ways and wrong ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another way I say it is that, you know, life is a minefield, and what we tend to do is we have already gone through it, and we've stepped on all the bombs here and there, and we like to sit on the other side and tell our children, okay, don't step here, and don't step here, and if we actually succeeded at that, they would get through life without ever learning anything.
Good point.
What we have to do is sit behind them and let them go off, mm-hmm. and they step on a few mines, and we go, come on back, I'll lick your wounds, it'll be fine, go off and keep doing it. And then the kids feel so much stronger because they know, no matter where I go, I can always come back to this support system.
And in the meantime, they've accomplished something on their own.
And they've learned, and they've accomplished.
Sweet.
But it's hard to not get on the other side of the minefield and say, don't do this, don't do that.
So go to France.
Wait, we didn't say it was France.
No, it was never assumed. It was never, well, that's what happens.
See.
You can't assume anything.
On today's best hits, without the rap.
96.3 WDVD.